The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg, you're a poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yeah. There we go. We're live. Streaming. Got Beach in studio. There's Beach. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 43. Check this out. Look at this. Split screen. Production work. And this show is amazing. Hell yeah. Hopefully you all can hear Beach. I think I got his... Yeah, but it's like it's off. God damn it. Last time Beach was here, we had all kinds of problems with the audio, with the mic. I don't know what it is. It's a very short cord.
You know, it's
maybe this isn't tight enough. Oh man. It's like I just don't know. Exactly the way it went last time.
Hello.
So I can kind of hear that.
I got a little bit. Hello?
There we go.
I guess got to hug the mic, really.
There we go. I got it jacked up.
Well,
I can hear you,
though. I'll do my best.
Well, now it's... I see, now, and another thing is, I don't know if they're hearing that or if they're just doing that in our headphones, because these headphones suck, too.
Well,
better stop this music. There we go.
I made a mistake when I kept the technology.
See if that helps. I think it has a lot to do with how I adjust these fucking buttons.
Buttons, they're just, you know, it's,
see, it's kind of, I don't know. Son of a bitch.
What do you
anyway.
Do? What do you do? Push more buttons?
For people who are just turning in, where the fuck what's going on? This is a Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 43. We're live on Twitter. We're live every Sunday at StonerJesus420 on Twitter and Periscope. The first hour, that is, we do a two-hour show. If you want to see the second hour on video, the only way you can do that is become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Come check us out. It's only $5 a month. You get every chapter and verse version of the show, full video. It's really, it's the dope shit. I don't mean to, like, to brag or anything, but it's pretty good. Also, I have news on the archives. We have a ton of archives, 6-7 years of archives. I've been trying to put on Patreon, but the laptop that they were on, the hard drive went out. I have sent the hard drive to somebody I know who says he can get the stuff off there, a longtime fan of the show. Hopefully that works, because that's like another 600 or 700 shows that I could put, audio shows, up on Patreon. There's about 150 up there right now. But we'll see how that goes. So for you, those of you who are waiting for that, patrons or whatever, that'll be coming soon. As I said, we're doing the first hour live on Twitter and Periscope. If you want the audio of the show, stonerjesus.net, social media links, past episodes, sponsor banners, like Beach from Hemptations, you can find their banner on stonerjesus.net. And, technically, we'll see how things go. Got a lot of stuff to play. I want to say at the outset, if there are any fuck-ups, if there are any bad camera stuff or audio stuff, it's more than likely my fault. I'm doing all the directing and monitoring and the audio, and now I'm annoyed because of the fucking second microphone is giving me shit.
I feel like it could be my fault.
It's
everything works perfectly until I walk in. Maybe it's just my magnetism.
I think I had it and it was good, and then I adjusted a little bit to try to get better volume, and that might have fucked it up. I don't know. Yeah. It's bad. It's rough. And nothing pisses me off and derails the show more than technical issues. But we press forward. In the first hour, we got a lot of stuff going on. You might have seen the video of Kendrick Lamar, the Kendrick Lamar concert, where he brings this girl up on stage. Apparently, this one song. I don't know a lot about Kendrick Lamar. I mean, he's a pretty good rapper. I enjoy what I've heard. But in this one song, he has the word nigga a bunch, just a bunch of times. So this annoying, granted, she's a very annoying white girl. He brings her up on stage. She's singing the word. He stops the concert. He berates her and humiliates her in front of this entire crowd of mostly white kids who were just screaming the word, you know, moments before. So we got that. We're going to talk about that in the first hour and a little bit I did about that, which apparently no one cared about. I put it on Twitter. Got hundreds and hundreds of views, but I didn't get any comments, so I guess that's good. I'm also going to attempt hemp trivia. Beast does not know, but I have hemp trivia lined up from Leafly. How the bad second mic affects that, I'm sure it'll be rather substantial. It'll be a horrific effect.
You know my answers.
And it's weird. The Leafly, I was looking through them, and some of them have all of the above as an answer, but some of them look like they have multiple possible answers, but they don't have all of the above. So how that'll work out, I have no idea.
Well, let's see how much I really think I know then.
Man, I hope that's not doing that as it goes out. There's a good possibility that it sounds great going out over the air, but I can't tell. I can tell that it's doing something, but all I can do is go by the feedback in my ear, which is not good from the second mic.
Well, you know, it does look like it is doing something. It doesn't look like it's jumping out too badly. It does feel funny in my ear, but hopefully, like you said, hopefully it's going
it could be a headphone thing, but then I think it might not be a headphone thing, because why would our voices be okay, or my voice be okay, but then yours not be okay, but may have something to do with that splitter. I don't know. At a certain point, I got to move on with my life. Also, to wrap up the first hour, I did an interview earlier this week with Arend. He, the Gay Stoner, is his moniker. Was his moniker on YouTube. He got kicked off of YouTube. And he had like 119,000 subscribers. Anyway, the audio on that is a little iffy to begin with on my side, which I don't know why that is either, but it's what I deal with. He created something called the WeedTube, theweedtube.com. I'm on there. I've been posting most of my videos on there, most of my clips that I had up on YouTube. I've stopped posting on the Stoner Jesus channel on YouTube. I don't see a point in it. I think the only reason I'm still surviving is because I don't come above, you know, the level of their radar. So theweedtube.com, search Stoner Jesus. You can find me over there. And I did an interview with Arend earlier this week. I'm going to play that to wrap up the first hour. The second hour, we got a ton of stories. And these are how I wrote them down. P Blackmail, Cumcake. You probably saw that one. That went pretty viral. The story that wouldn't write summa cum laude on the cake. They dashed it out. Also going to try to find the Loch Ness Monster through DNA, which I don't see how in this day and age they can't find whether or not there's a monster in that lake. It's a lake. I mean, you know. It's not a big area like that big prehistoric megalodon.
It's really hard to run.
Yeah, I know it's hard to find in the ocean, but a lake. Apparently, this guy's going to use DNA. Also, a hero pilot in China. McDonald's coffee. Apparently, a manager got coffee thrown on them by someone because people who go to McDonald's are apparently crazy.
It's silly because it was too hot.
No, the they have done that. This one, the price was too. Oh, weather report.
Siri's going off.
Siri's giving a weather report.
Ever.
And you probably couldn't hear the good weather report because of the damn microphone.
It's not hot enough. It is hot enough.
It is. It is fucking warm. So anyway, also the 30-year-old guy who had to be evicted by his parents from his house. We're gonna play some of that video. It's an 8-minute interview. I'm not gonna play the whole thing probably, but then to wrap up the second hour, in honor of doing this from the Cincinnati area, Beach from the Cincinnati area, I did an interview with Kid Chris, who's been on WEBN for over 5 years, the morning show over there. It's like a month into his doing the show in Cincinnati, his show in Cincinnati, I got a chance to interview him. So we'll play that at the end of the second hour, a little classic stuff. And but first, this controversy, this Kendrick Lamar controversy. I told you about the social media and all that shit. I forget now because of the microphone thing. The whole time I'm sitting here talking, I'm thinking, the goddamn microphone 2 feet from me, I'm going to throw it against a wall. But anyway, thanks to everybody who checks us out on Periscope and Twitter every Sunday night at Stoner Jesus 420. Now, this will be difficult to do as well because there's a lot of moving parts with this. I believe there's a story. Probably not. I don't think there's a story. I think there's just the video. Anyway, I told you what happened. Here's the video of the girl. Let me find that. Let me work that in. This is really, there's so much going on. Here, let me bring this up. Bring up that one. There we go. And then this video should play. This is raw footage from the concert. Basically, the chick is up on stage. He brings her up on stage, and she's singing along to the song and singing all the words.
Wait. Am I not cool enough for you? What's up, bro?
And she's giving him the what's up, bro, and all that. I mean, granted, she's annoying. I don't think her annoyance rises to the level of being humiliated on stage in front of what is probably several thousands of people, if not tens of thousands.
Oh, I'm sure. He draws a huge crowd.
Yeah. And it's a bunch of white kids screaming the N-word at the top of their lungs.
What's up?
My boy Rohan kind of knew the rules a little bit.
It's just really cool, bro. You have to work.
You gotta bleep one single word, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do it?
Yeah, you did.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
Should she stay up here, y'all?
And of course, they boo her off stage. And she's very annoying. Oh, my God, did I do it? Sorry. I'm so sorry. So anyway, that made me do my own bit. You know, I listen to Kendrick Lamar sometimes, and sometimes I like to film myself listening to Kendrick Lamar for the purposes of comedy bits. Now, see, I gotta go find that. There it is. So I'm gonna play that for you all. Then we're gonna go to break. Hopefully, we come back and do the same trivia. Well, you know the drill by now. Hopefully, you can hear what the hell is going on. I'll put the answers on here, and Leafly will give us the score. Whatever it is. Like I said, I'm already iffy going into it, but I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see how well it goes. I'll see if I think that it's a fair trivia contest, because if it's not, well, I will declare it null and void. That will be internet law from here on out. No, that's that trivia that Stoner Jesus said sucked. We can't do that.
That's right.
It's the power of this show. Everything I got going on here. My fantastic equipment. It works all the time. It's awesome. Anyway, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 43. We'll be back with Beach. As you can see there, the graphics are nice. There's really nice stuff going on with the graphics and the background and everything. All that's great. But first and foremost, it's an audio show, and, well, here we are. This is my bit. This, I did a shorter version, which is real short, because there's a large portion of the song where he doesn't say it. So it's only the first half of the song. There's a much shorter version up on my Twitter where you see the professional, you know, the editing and all that on that. That's just, it's amazing. It's a sight to behold. That's Stoner Jesus 420 on Twitter. This is the longer version. And I couldn't post this at all on Facebook because Facebook immediately said, no, there's music on this. And we're going to mute anything that was the music, which is all, you know, the music is throughout. So it was just me. It looked like me mouthing the words to something. So I took it off Facebook and put it up on Twitter. Haven't had any reactions on Twitter, any negative reactions. Haven't had any copyright problems. Hopefully, we won't have copyright problems from me playing it on this show. Sometimes I get emails about that too. Just, God. Sometimes I don't think it's all worth it. Seems like too much.
Well, I think sometimes too, people are complaining that you're not doing enough.
Yeah. I used to get a lot more hate on Twitter. I used to get a lot more hate. I think people have moved on from me.
Well, it's glad to hear that you don't get as much hate.
The whole Jesus with the bong thing used to be really controversial, but now people are, I guess things got just got too crazy. So anyway, here's my rendition of Mad City, my dopeness. We'll be back. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 1, Verse 43. StonerJesus.net, like I said, for sponsor banners, past episodes, all that stuff. We'll be back, bitches. If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song. Seem like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yak, 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 yak. Bend down, where you from? Nigga. Do you know where you from, my nigga? Nigga. Where your grandma stay, huh, my nigga? Nigga. I take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rapper, I'm slinging crack or moon cocaine. This is cul-de-sac and plenty cognac and major pain. Not the drill sergeant, but the stress that weighing on your brain. It was BL Boogie, yeah, yeah, YG Lucky. Ride down Rosecrans, it got ugly. Waving your hand out the window, check yourself. Warriors and coldness, hope euphoria can slow dance with society. The driver seat, the first one to get killed. Seen a light-skinned nigga with his hands blown out at the same breakfast stand with same gout. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day I was looking at him different. That was back when I was nine. Joey packed a nine, pack a stand on every porch is fine. We adapt to crime, pack a van with four guns at a time. With the sliding door, fuck it's up. Fuck you shooting for if you ain't walking up, you fucking punk. Picking up the fucking pump, picking up you sucker. Sucker dick or die a sucker punch. A wall of bullets coming from AKs, ARs, AR duck. That's what mama said when we was eating that free lunch. Oh man, goddamn, all hell broke loose. You killed my cousin back in 94. Fuck your truce. Now crawl your head in that noose. You wind up dead on the news. Ain't no peace treaty, just peace and BG's up to pre-approve. Bodies on top of bodies, IVs on top of IVs. Obviously the coroner between the sheets like the Aussies. When you hop on that trolley, make sure your color's correct. Make sure your corporate or they'll be calling your mother collect. They say the governor collect all of our taxes except when we in traffic and tragic happens. That shit ain't no threat. You moving backwards if you suggest that you sleep with a tech. Go buy your chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. Bend down, where you from? Nigga. Do you know where you from, my nigga? Grandma stay on my nigga. Mad City, I run my nigga.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 43. We're live. It's May 27, 2018. By the way, it's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Not the, of course, we celebrate it on Monday or whatever, but Sunday, I guess, is the actual day. I usually do, like, you know, little, specialty shows, specials for, like, different holidays. I really don't do much for Memorial Day. I guess I'll say what I say every year on Memorial Day. If you care so much about soldiers dying, quit sending them to wars, you know, where they're going to do that for no reason. You know, I guess there was a time when, you know, they were actually fighting for freedom, but just to send them to Iraq or Afghanistan, there's this endless slaughter, and now many more troops die in non-combat situations than die in actual combat because of PTSD and all that. It's, quit sending them to die for no reason. You can say that you care about them in that way. Bring the troops home. So that's my Memorial Day rant. We got Beach in studio.
I can get behind that rant.
Hell yeah. Right there. Again, beautiful graphics. The the microphone leaves something. I'm going to do something you probably shouldn't ever do on the radio or on video, but I'm going to listen to this and see if Beach sounds to you all like he does in studio. Yeah. Yeah. It's awful. Awful. So that's what I feared. Last time.
I'll just be like the Peanuts teacher.
The last time we did this, it was like you couldn't hear him at all. Now you hear him some, and it's broken up. And I fear I had the sweet spot earlier, and I got greedy and tried to turn up the volume a little bit and just lost it again. But why it is like that, I don't know. It's awful. It's awful. It's really going to be rough for this segment because this segment is Hemp Trivia with Beach from Hemptations.
I'll yell from here.
Yeah, you'll be really, really loud with your answers. Here's
from the audience.
This is the quiz we're going to do. This is Leafly. How much do you know about hemp? Will Hyde wrote this August 21st, 2015. So it's a couple years old, but I guess, you know, not much has changed in general about hemp. Again, I do fear some of these questions may be, you know, multiple answer or whatever, or multiple possible answers, but I guess we have to go with whatever Leafly says if we're going to go with a type of a scoring thing.
Should we switch these mics up?
I don't know if it'll help. It might. Hell, I'll try anything at this point.
We'll try anything.
See, everything else looks so good. Look at those graphics. It's the same.
Yeah.
Maybe. It could be.
You
have, to bear with us, folks.
I'll sit with that. You mess around with that. You go ahead and ask me a question from here.
We'll monitor Beach in this screen right here.
I'm over here. Yeah, I'm still here. You can read my lips.
I said the graphics look fantastic.
So you can read my lips better.
But the fucking audio is, oh, man. The first question from Leafly. What's being jerky? Scroll down a little bit. There we go. First question is, what is hemp? And they give you four answers.
Cannabis sativa L.
That is answer number two, the non-psychoactive varieties of cannabis sativa L.
Cannabis sativa L, yes, that is my final answer.
All right, we'll pick that one. All right. Moving on to number two. Again, they have four multiple choice answers. Hemp is recognized as the first strain of marijuana, useless because you can't smoke it, the world's oldest domesticated crop, or the best source of CBD and other therapeutic cannabinoids found in cannabis.
Wow. Man, that is a tough question. I mean, there's Carl Sagan believed that it was one of the first agriculturally.
Wow. I can hear you.
Am I good? I think it was the court. Yeah, Carl Sagan believed that it could have been one of the first agriculturally grown crops. But I don't necessarily believe that it's the best for CBD. So I'm going to go with C.
The world's oldest domesticated crop?
The world's oldest domesticated crop.
All righty.
But I fear that they believe D is the real answer.
Well, that would suck. And then I will protest, and again, I will bring my wrath. We had it for a minute. It was good for a minute.
Yeah,
and then it started. Oh,
hello, check.
It's back.
There we go.
Okay. Well, now it's gone again. Oh my god.
I just have to hold it right. Maybe it's just the holding of the mic.
I don't understand. That should be the simplest part of the entire process is the audio from the mic.
Yeah.
All these beautiful graphics, multiple angles. We're playing music and videos, and it's crazy. But the second mic doesn't work.
We had it for a second.
Son of a bitch. So I apologize, everybody out there, for the poor second mic quality. I don't know what to do. It's too much. It's too much to bear. It's still choppy. I don't know why it's choppy. Let me try this. Let me try something else. Let me try it this way.
Move me over to the A. All right.
Check me one. Check me twice. Hey. Oh, that is the lovely voice of Beach in your ears, folks. So let me just
I don't want to jinx myself.
I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay perfectly still. I'm going to be.
I think I may have found the problem. I think it might have been mic two.
I think it was the connection.
Wow.
I don't even know if I should unplug this mic and plug it back into the other one. I mean, do I jinx this?
I think
thing?
We have it now, but again, as soon as I say that, there'll be some high pitched squealing or something.
I think I can handle it this way.
Awesome. Look, it's all coming together. It's only 29 minutes into the show. Holy shit.
There is no perfect.
We're two questions in this hemp trivia, two questions through the 10 questions. Why are hemp seeds considered a superfood? Is it because hemp is considered a complete protein containing all of the essential amino acids? Is it they are rich in essential fatty acids like omega-3? Is it they are high in fiber, or is it all of the above?
Well, I'm definitely going to have to go all of the above.
Yes.
For sure on that one.
I believe that's correct.
Yes.
But again, I can't speak for Leafly.
No, I believe so that you know, the protein content's huge. The fiber, if you have the whole seed, is really good. And I do know for a fact that it is the perfect ratio of omega 6 to omega 3s.
Hell yeah. There you go. Number four, this Leafly hemp trivia game. Hemp was used to create which of the following? Is it early editions of the Bible, the original American flag sewn by Betsy Ross, a plastic auto body created by Henry Ford, or all of the above?
I'm going to go with all of the above again. Almost all the original flags were either made of wool or hemp or a combination. Henry Ford did in fact build a car body out of plastic, and that car ran on hemp fuel as well. But because it was illegal to grow industrial hemp in this country at the time, and he would have had to have imported that hemp from China, he said no. You know, he liked to support the American people as much as he could, so that car only got built once, as they say. And I forget what the first one was, but it's true.
It was early editions of the Bible, I believe.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. Because Gutenberg, that is correct. I believe the Gutenberg press, in fact, used hemp in their papers very early in the paper printing of things.
Awesome. Again, Leafly will be the final judge, and then I'll be the final judge of their final judgment. We'll see. According to Canada and the European Union, what is the threshold for THC content in cannabis before the plant can be considered hemp? Is it less than 0.3, less than 0.5, less than 3, or less than 5?
It should be less than 0.3.
Less than 0.3.
I'm pretty sure that's the international standards.
This one, I know. I remember this article from reading from a long time ago. In 1938, Popular Mechanics described hemp as
the next billion-dollar crop.
A new billion-dollar crop. The other options are the biggest threat to the paper industry, a drug disguised as an agricultural crop, and an alternative to hops when making beer.
It's definitely the next billion-dollar crop. Cannabis and hops are very close to each other in the family of plants, but
I saw they just banned marijuana-infused beer in Michigan ahead of possible legalization.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the people who were behind the initiative said it wasn't even going to be possible anyway for like liquor stores and all that, because they were going to be able to sell from dispensaries. You know, but legalization looking on track in Michigan.
Nothing like prohibition for prohibition. To end prohibition. No, I think Michigan will, in fact, legalize in the fall as well. I think it's looking pretty good.
Hell yeah. Number 7 of the 10 Leafly questions. Hemp trivia. Hemp seeds can be used to make all of the following except health food, cosmetics, glass, or paint.
Oh, that would be glass. Glass is made from sand.
Ah, so hemp glass wouldn't be viable.
Hemp glass would not be possible. Anything synthetic or anything made from wood, you can make from hemp. But glass is made from good old sand, and you cannot make sand from hemp. Not yet. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Did not know that. I bet most of you all didn't know it either. Now you do.
Now you do.
It's the purpose. It's educational. It's entertaining. The technical talk has been extensive throughout the show. Question number 8. Hemp is an attractive crop for farmers for many reasons. One being, farmers can hide cannabis within their hemp crop. It requires less water to grow than other crops. They receive government subsidies for growing hemp. It's worth a lot of money on the black market.
I would believe that it is B, the water content reason. I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
That all those others are the excuses that the police give when they say we shouldn't legalize industrial hemp.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but if you would grow cannabis inside a hemp field, it would be ruined.
That's right. It would be degraded by the industrial hemp, which has to be 0.3% or less THC. So
it would just contaminate the...
Yeah, basically it would bring that medicinal... THC level down, whereas obviously we know we don't really want that to be low, other than in a high CBD content, which they're now growing these high CBD plants without the THC in them.
Yeah. Awesome. 10 hemp trivia questions from Leafly. Number 9, hemp stalk can be used to make all of the following except insulation, canvas, polyester, or biofuel.
That would be polyester. Polyester is made from petrochemicals.
Ah.
And as I mentioned earlier, anything synthetic or anything made out of wood, you can make from hemp. So I guess you really could make a polyester out of hemp. So I think that's a trick question too. But polyester is in fact a specific chemical blend to make that synthetic fiber. But in the long run, we will probably figure out how to use hemp oil to make a polyester-like synthetic fiber.
Yeah, yeah. Bring back polyester. Number 10 in the Leafly quiz about hemp. Which bill was introduced in 2015 that will remove all federal restrictions on hemp farming and remove its classification as a Schedule I controlled substance? Was it the Industrial Hemp Farming Act, the Careers Act, the Marijuana Tax Act, or the Marijuana Business Access to Banking Act?
Well, it was actually the 2014 Farm Bill.
That's what I thought.
And so I'm going to have to go with none of the above, but I don't believe that's an option. So I read me the options again, and I'll try to figure out what they're wanting us to say it is.
It's definitely not the Marijuana Business Access to Banking Act.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't the Marijuana Tax Act, because that was passed in 1937, which made everything
careers,
illegal.
CARERS Act. I think that was medical marijuana, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go look it up. And the other one was the Industrial Hemp Farming Act.
I mean, it would have to be the Industrial Hemp. Well, no, there was never. Maybe it was the 2015 Industrial Hemp Farming Act, but it was not passed then. But the 2014 Farm Bill is what made industrial hemp legal again in states that legalized.
We'll see if we're going to have beef with Leafly.
I feel like we have a good chance of 9 out of 10, possibly 10 out of 10, because the number two question.
You know, bring it up on the screen for everybody to see. You see our result in real time. Oh, there it is. Look at that. 10 out of 10.
Ah, thank you very much. Woo.
100%.
That is a relief.
There's proof.
That even when I don't know what they're talking about sometimes, I can still pick the right answer.
Oh, man. There you go. 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
That was exciting.
I've only been in the industrial hemp business for about 23 years, so.
And the mic worked, and it was all crazy.
I got the mic working. How about that? And that's my communications major. Never give up.
There you go.
Even though Stoner Jesus over there was the real man, because he finally figured out to take it out of one hole and put it in another.
It's the answer to most things.
Hey, that's the beauty. You know, that's the beauty of having multiple holes.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. And so
I got one more. I got four.
Yeah, so. If things go bad here,
maybe.
Or I continue to be a little offensive, then we might have to go there.
So after this break, I'm going to play my interview with Arend from theweedtube.com. Make sure you go check me out on the WeedTube. Then that'll be into the live stream. So thanks everybody on Periscope and on Twitter. Check us out every Sunday night at Stoner Jesus 420. Start around 8. Sometimes 9, and one night I started at 10. You know, whenever I get going. If you want to see both hours on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show. Of course, both hours of audio, always free on stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. Like I said, we'll be back in hour 2 with Beach and P Blackmail. I guess instead of, it would be Coombe Cake, Nessie DNA, Hero Pilot, Mickey D's Coffee, and a 30-year-old guy who was evicted by his parents. And then my classic interview with Kid Chris. Ton of stuff. Just a ton of stuff. And more of these amazing graphics. Look at that.
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
All the technology seems to be coming together in one single place, which is here, the present moment.
I was discussing with Beach before the show. I didn't, you know... If you had told me 5 years ago that I'd be doing all this, I'd have said, you're crazy. Just give me a mic, little mixer, some recording software. That's what I started with. Actually, what I started with was Blog Talk Radio. You could do a show on the phone. And I had a cordless phone and a little like plastic headpiece thing that I plugged into it, and I would do shows on that.
I can see that. I can see that. Look at you now,
that,
man. Look at you now.
Even before it's that, we would have
professional looking.
On like a 20-foot karaoke mic.
You're having guests like me?
We just passed the mic back and forth. We could pass anywhere.
We were almost there.
20 foot long.
We were almost there.
All right. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 43. Like I said, Arend, the gay stoner, founder of the WeedTube.com. I did an interview with him earlier this week. Go check me out on the WeedTube.com. Not on YouTube. Fuck YouTube.
Everybody, man, is dropping everybody. I can't keep a credit card company to save my life now. And we haven't done anything different than we've been doing for 22 years.
It's crazy.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
No. But at least, as I said at the time with the interview, alternatives are popping up and they're being forced to kind of accelerate that process because, you know, the platforms that we use are being taken away. And YouTube, as far as the cannabis community, was a huge platform.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. It's just a ridiculous ideology to think that they don't have millions of people that use cannabis using YouTube.
Yep. And taking all the big ones down, that's hundreds of thousands of people. They're going to go elsewhere.
Good old legal. That's why they have all them big, huge legal departments, so those guys can push buttons and unpush buttons and decide what kind of censorship they want to regulate. Because they're not the government.
A couple weeks ago, I thought I was kicked off Periscope. Apparently, they just think it's weird, I guess, that I stream to Periscope this way. I don't know. They keep asking me if I'm a robot.
Interesting.
I keep saying, no, I'm not.
Yeah, it's just like a third-party stream to them or something. And again.
They did it again this week. They just take it down, and it says it's 404 error, not found. I have to try to sign in, and it gives me the are you a robot option, and I click no, I'm not a robot, and
you
back
go
up.
Back to doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Periscope, just give me a break, man.
Gosh, Periscope. He's not a robot.
It's the biggest platform I have.
He's stoner Jesus.
That's right.
How can you be confused about that?
Every single video, you can clearly see me. I'm in every video on Periscope.
I mean, only Bender the Robot would come up with a personality like Stoner Jesus.
It's crazy.
And he never did, and so, come on.
Crazy stuff. All right, so the WeedTube.com interview with Aaron coming up. Then hour two, all the stories that I mentioned. Just a whole free-for-all. The graphics, my hat, the second mic working. It's all come together. It's really a beautiful thing.
Had nothing to do with my hat, though.
Trying to go into this. What does that hat say?
Read it closely.
Cheds?
It's not Cheds. It's Cincinnati Heads.
Oh. Well, they're doing better than the Reds.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We did have one of the TV announcers when we were doing a plug in the store, and he did walk over to the shirt, and he's like, go Cheds. And so it is very stealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Little club we started. You should be a Cincinnati Head.
Go
I'm
Cheds.
Pretty sure that you're part of the Cheds.
Oh shit. Okay, we'll be back. Remember, make sure that my audio, my thing's ready to go. See, it's a lot. It's a lot to keep track of.
Man, I don't know how you do it.
Screwed up a little bit with the graphics earlier, but so far so good. 45 minutes into the show, no nothing catastrophic. Stream's going, it's recording. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful confluence of events.
I don't sound like a parent on the Peanuts anymore.
No, you seem like a normal person. People can hear.
Don't get that misconstrued. Okay. I am not a normal person.
At least the person that can be heard when you're talking to a microphone. This is the goal. We're back. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 43. After this.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's N-E-X-T-B-A-R-D-O.com. Or simply click their banner. on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com. KORLOR420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net, and make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on Skype with Aaron, the co-founder of theweedtube.com. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. So excited to be here, Stoner Jesus.
Not a problem. Before we get into the WeTube and all that stuff, for people who don't know who you are or not familiar with you, can you just a little bit on your background, your success on YouTube, all that stuff?
Yeah, I got started in this industry as a YouTuber. I live in Denver, Colorado. I started on YouTube about 2.5 years ago. Made it to 119,000 beautiful subscribers before YouTube decided to delete my channel. That was about 2 weeks ago now.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you start hearing, because we talked about on this show and in other places as well, the cannabis purge on YouTube. When did you first start hearing about at least the rumblings that something may be wrong?
Yeah, we started hearing about it in about mid to late February, which was about 2 months into developing the WeTube.com for its original purpose, which was not supposed to be what it is now. So, it was about mid to late February when we started hearing the rumblings.
I saw you made a video about why you were leaving YouTube and, you know, not giving them your content anymore. How long was it between then and that they actually just got rid of your channel altogether?
So I posted that video on Monday morning, and it made it to 30,000 views, which was pretty amazing. Like, my views had been hit hard since this last algorithm change. Like, most of my followers weren't seeing what I was uploading. So it was actually pretty great that it got to 30,000 views in about 12 hours, and then they actually deleted my channel about 12 hours into posting that video.
Wow. It's been a really weird thing, and it's were you in the same situation that all the other big YouTubers were, that there was no warning and no, I guess, acceptable or good reason given afterwards as to why the deletions were happening?
Absolutely. And the thing is, really, it was kind of like there was sort of a formula, but really, like, what the formula was once you got one strike, you were only a matter of time away. You didn't really know how long it was going to be, if it was going to be a couple hours or if it was going to be a week. But once you got your first strike, you knew you were on your way out. That's kind of how that was working.
Wow. I was never big on YouTube, but now I've started posting videos on the WeTube last week or so, and I've already got more people watching them on there than ever watched them on YouTube, which, like I said, is not saying much. It wasn't a very high bar. I never really got any traction on YouTube, but it's definitely important, I think, and one of the reasons I have you on is to promote these alternatives and good alternatives, and you guys seem to know what you're doing. And you seem to have a plan that you're working towards, and I'm definitely happy to promote that. As far as the WeTube goes, how far along are you on the path to kind of where you want the site to be?
Yeah, so first of all, I want to say thank you for uploading to the WeTube. I personally really appreciate it, and I'm glad to hear that you have had some good numbers from that. It's actually really kind of shocking how many new people. I don't think people realize a lot that there are over 80,000 users using the site regularly. So, you know, that's bigger than my reach, and that's bigger than most people's reach. So there really is a larger audience than just any individual cannabis creator. So first of all, thank you for coming over there.
Absolutely.
Second of all, where we are along with the plan of the WeTube, I would say we are about literally halfway there. And the reason that we're halfway there is because I still have goals like getting the app out, and there's one more kind of level we want to take the site, which would be to start transcoding our files so that no matter where you play from, no matter what kind of device you're watching on, whether you're listening on Wi-Fi or, you know, your cell phone's network, you won't have an issue with buffering the videos. And the reason we haven't done that yet is because it's going to be the most expensive part of the site. But, you know, we're about halfway to where we want to be. And we're chugging along quite nicely. I feel good about it. At the end of the day, I think that me as the person who's, you know, running the whole show is always going to be the most anxious about, you know, we got to get this done. We're running out of time. Our timeline is shortening, and you know, everybody else is kind of like, you know, a little bit more patient. So as long as I keep that mentality of like, we got to keep going, I think we'll be on a good timeline.
Yeah, it's got to be just an absolute ton of work. As someone who, you know, uses these platforms, I know how much work that I put into it, but as someone who's actually building one of these platforms, it's got to be an almost 24-hour day thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's nonstop. It's all I think about. Every time I'm actually able to upload a video of my own content, I'm thoroughly proud of myself and shocked that I found the time to do it. because it really is a nonstop job. And it's not just, you know, running the site. It's thinking about how to get more people involved, how to bring more creators on, how to get our voices out there a little bit more, trying to really, you know, my biggest thing with the site is, especially once it becomes running well, I really want to spread a positive view of cannabis across the world with this site.
Absolutely. So I know you you have the GoFundMe going. What's the progress on that? And if you get to your goal, what is that going to allow you to do?
Yeah, so the GoFundMe is actually really amazing. We're working hand in hand with a really amazing development company that's helping us build the apps and the new upgraded site, as well as the video player that is going to be producing the videos a lot quicker than we can now. So the GoFundMe is on track. We are just above $7,000. We kind of need to hit $10,000 by the end of this week because we're on – this company is being very kind. Most development companies would be like, okay, here's how much it costs. Pay us now, and then we'll get it back to you in 2 months. Yeah. This company is being very understanding of our situation. They're allowing us to pay in stages. And in each stage, they're actually handing us things to give back to the community. Like, for example, I just got the proofs for the app and what the app will actually look like. So we get to take that, show it to the community and say, here's what we're raising the money for. Here's what it will look like when it's done. So, I mean, you know, it's, we're really on an amazing track with the fundraising and being able to hit our goals and stay on time of that.
Yeah, I would definitely encourage people to check that out. Like I said, you never know what's going to happen. As someone who's like, I've been building my Twitter following, we're at 150,000 people. It's been 9 years and I've lived in constant fear for years that what would happen if I woke up one day and Twitter just decided that, you know, I did something wrong and they've booted me from the platform. And, you know, it's, I think people are at a point now where they know that they have to be, they can't just focus on a few things. There has to be multiple platforms for these things. Or
you have to spread your reach. And that's actually a conversation that I was having just earlier today. Quick thing I will say about Twitter, shouts out to Twitter, because literally Twitter doesn't delete people, knock on wood. They literally, they are really the most free platform. And even though that comes with a lot of negativity on the site, I actually had like a little tiff with someone on my Twitter the other day, because I was like, shouts out to Twitter, because at least they, you know, at least they're a free platform and they allow you to do what they want. And then someone came back with, oh, well, they allow, you know, X, Y, Z things too. And I go, well, you know, that's the benefit of a free platform. Unfortunately, there's things that you're not going to agree with, but it's also your right and your freedom to tell those people that you don't agree with it, rather than Twitter coming in and being the police and taking everybody out. So shouts out to Twitter, because I really think Twitter does a good job of being a free platform.
Absolutely. And the multiple platforms, it definitely helps, you know, with the competition aspect of it. You know, if someone like YouTube or anyone else thinks that there's somewhere else that a lot of these people can go, they're less likely, somebody as big as YouTube really even worries about other video sites. They think they have a lock on this. And I don't think, and I've said this on the show before, I don't think it's the best way to go. I mean, I think in the short term, they may do better with advertisers, but in the long term, they're just fomenting, you know, all of these competitors to come up, and it's not going to be helpful for them in the long run.
Yeah. I see two things happening with YouTube. Number one, they transform into a totally new company that's basically a TV delivery service online. And number two, they completely fail because they are losing literally their entire community, and someone else is going to come up and take them out from the bottom. You know, the internet is not, it's not that different from the real world, if you know what I mean. Like in America, we know, you know, someone's going to be on top and they'll be on top for a long time, but someone else is always welcome to come in and take them out. And I think that that is definitely in YouTube's future because of how they are restricting content.
Absolutely. We can only hope.
Yeah.
Where's some of the places that people can find you online besides, you know, like the WeTube.com, obviously, and Twitter you mentioned? Where can people contact you, follow you, all that stuff?
Yeah, definitely Instagram. Instagram is the one that I'm working the hardest on right now to grow, which is kind of probably foolish, because if you get too big on Instagram as a cannabis creator, they will delete you there too. So I don't know. It's easier to gain a following there for some reason compared to other platforms. So Instagram, Aaron Richard, Twitter, Aaron Rocks, Snapchat is where you're going to get the most real version of me. But yeah, I'm pretty much everywhere. And in fact, I'm actually going to be, I had a second channel on YouTube that was a vlog channel that had nothing to do with cannabis. It's actually family friendly technically, because I censor out cuss words and everything like that. And I've actually been having this little debate this morning with if I want to keep using that channel, just because they finally gave me access back to it again. And, you know, it's like you were saying, it's like you have to use all the platforms. You really have to, like, widen out your stance. And if I can use YouTube to grow my following on the WeedTube, I think I should probably do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree. We ask everybody who loves cannabis as much as we do when they come on the show, if I ask you about the highest you've ever been, is there a specific instance or event that comes to mind?
Oh, my gosh. When it's your job. Yeah, I think that the highest I've ever been, for sure, actually, I can say exactly what it was. It was in California last year. I went to Disneyland after taking a 1,000-milligram edible. Took the edible right before I went inside, and within about an hour, I've never done 1,000. 100 is a lot for me. 150 means I'm going to be turnt. So I literally was basically like a dead zombie body being carted around Disneyland that day. There used to be a video of it on my YouTube channel. It doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. But man, that was a day. I've never been so high in my life.
Yeah, there's some family-friendly content. Aaron, thanks for coming on. I definitely encourage everybody to check out the WeedTube.com, the GoFundMe, all that stuff. And if you ever want to come back on or you have anything to promote or talk about, just let us know, man.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me, Stoner Jesus.
No problem. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. WeedTube.com. Go check it out. I'm on there. Go follow me.